1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at wdce.org. This is Eliane Elias, and you are listening to one of the premier modern jazz shows on the East Coast, The Cool Jazz Set. And now, here is your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Eliane Elias, or some of us will say Eliane Elias, a marvelous singer and pianist, and you'll hear from her in just a moment. She's our featured artist tonight, and we are swinging with moms tonight, celebrating Mother's Day, and I have so many wonderful mothers in my life, some here and some gone, but I love all of them, and I miss some of them as well. So, for my moms, Catherine, Barbara, Laurie, Allison, Cheryl, Carol, Midge, Laura, and all of the others that I love so much. I hope you enjoy tonight's music, and we'll get started right now with Eliane Elias with a nice recording that she did, I Thought About You. Happy Mother's Day!
Took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream. And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Mm-hmm. took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream. And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I thought about you. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you will feel blue, you will feel sad, you'll miss the dearest friend you thank you. You'll miss the dearest friend you ever had. There will come a time, now don't forget it. There will come a time when you regret it. Some day when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine.
wonderful young pianist and vocalist, Miss Champion Fulton. She spells her first name C-H-A-M-P-I-A-N, Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N. She has a nice website. You want to check that out, Champion Fulton. And that featured, in addition to Miss Fulton singing and playing the piano, a nice tenor saxophonist, Corey Weeds, live at the Yardbird Suite in Alberta, Canada. Okay, up next, we're going to play something that Tommy Flanagan did as a tribute to his favorite vocalist, Ella Fitzgerald. This is a great, great tune. This is a nice trio. This is Tommy Flanagan playing Love You Madly.
Thank you.
a wonderful duo, a good friend. Putter Smith on bass and Gary Foster on saxophone from their album Perfect Circularity and presented by the American Jazz Institute. And a nice tune, I Remember You, You're the One That Made My Dreams Come True. That was for my special mom. Okay, let's see. We are celebrating Mom tonight. This is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and tonight we're swinging for Mom. So, if by chance you're lucky enough to have your mom still with you, then you're lucky enough. Give her a hug for me, would you? Here's Lena Cycli from her first album, Written in the Stars, You Go to My Head.
Like the bubbles in a glass of champagne.
Oh,
And that was bassist Lindsay Horner. He spells it L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, Horner, H-O-R-N-E-R, from his newly released album, One More Forever. And it's quite nice. That was one piece that he just did solo bass on. Gets a nice sound, and it's a nice recording. I'd recommend it to you. And it's entitled, the album is entitled One More Forever, Lindsay Horner. Okay, up next, let's see. I've got to get this loaded. This is a brand new recording. A brand new recording that was sent to me by my friend Alan Broadbent, who has done a couple of new albums. This is a nice one entitled Songbook. And he's using a wonderful young vocalist on this, Georgia Mancio, M-A-N-C-I-O, Mancio, Georgia Mancio, and Alan Broadbent. And this is a tune that he wrote entitled The Journey Home. And we'll talk more about Mr. Broadbent in a little bit, because next week we're doing a very special two-hour program on his music. I think you'll enjoy that. So here is Georgia and Alan, The Journey Home.
If you take the journey home, there's a place that you will pass, hidden deep among the grass, where we played once. Back then days went on, and the summer sun was strong. I can hear mother call when we strayed once. Though those times are long gone and we're grown, these are memories to keep when we are alone. If you take the journey home, make a space within your mind. Start from now and then rewind. I'll be waiting. When you take the journey home, back to me.
Mm-hmm.
and soon you'll be
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And that last recording we heard was the great Oscar Peterson Trio from 1959, a jazz portrait of Frank Sinatra. The title of that tune was You Make Me Feel So Young. Oscar on piano, of course, the great Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums. Up next, we're going to finish up this first set with a nice recording did by the late Joe Pass, marvelous guitar player. This is the title track from that, Joy Spring. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond. Well, we just heard a nice recording by Joe Pass. We'll finish out this first set, with another nice recording by the Frank Vincent Trio, Dreamsville.